way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well.
Yeah?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. Mm. Is that all you want to ask?
Sure.
Okay.
So here we are. Now what?
We've spent 35-ish minutes talking.
Blah, 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 blah.
Those are just noises.
Oh.
It's not actual words.
Gotcha. So, what do you got coming up?
You're just
weekend?
Jumping right into it. You're not even doing the introduction.
Well, you can do the introduction.
No, that's
you
your
always,
job.
You always ridicule my introduction.
Yeah, because it's terrible, but it's everybody is used to it by this point. So
welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with your hostess and host, Carol Ann and Joseph.
Now we can start. Did you ask me if I have anything coming up?
Yeah, what are you doing this weekend?
I don't know that we have plans. I don't have any plans. You really got to run.
Well, that's like a given. You don't even got to say that.
Yeah, other than that. What about you?
Well, there's a couple events happening this weekend. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fill me in.
What's coming up on Sunday?
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl.
That's what it is.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
It's not that exciting. But Sunday, what else is coming up on Sunday?
Actress Kim Novak's birthday.
I don't know anything about that nonsense.
It's true.
However, it is your birthday.
It might be my birthday.
La, la, la.
Allegedly.
It is.
Yes.
No, it's not allegedly. It is.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't know because I was adopted, as I still stand by, so we're not probably really
not a
sure
chance in hell you're adopted, by the way. And you're going to be 50.
Yes, I am.
Big 50.
Yeah.
Old man.
I feel it, man. I am
AARP.
Old. In Cincinnati, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll be 50 this Sunday, yes.
Yeah. You're closing in on retirement age.
I wish.
You better start planning.
Retirement age is very different than, you know, financial stability in retirement. So
well,
we're not closing in on that.
Well, I just said you need to start thinking about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm not working forever.
I'll have to come up with $1 million idea. $1 billion
there you
idea.
Go.
Even better. Way better.
Well, get on it. What do you? Okay. Why are you waiting?
I'm probably going to wait. I'm pretty sure I'm just going to like try stand up at some point and I'm just going to like skyrocket.
Most likely.
I mean,
you're going to be like one of those late life bloomers.
Yeah, like
that don't gain fame until you're
I don't know about fandom.
Of a mature age.
I see. But I think that's the course we're probably going to go with.
All right.
I need to go to some of these open mics around here just to watch.
Okay.
I want to see how good or bad things are.
Then go check them out.
I'm curious. Yeah. Rogan always says that. We'll get to Rogan, by the way. But he's, you know.
What does he say?
Just,
hey, Joe, you should go check out open mic?
Yeah. If you're afraid of doing it, go check it out. And, you know, basically saying that most of the people there are terrible and unfunny. So if you have any, just go watch. He says,
and they'll boost your confidence just being there.
Exactly right. So we'll see. He's been in the news a little bit.
Joseph he has.
Rogan.
Which is for silly reasons, really.
Well, yes and no.
Go ahead. Give it to us, Joe.
No. I'm just
this
saying.
This is your opportunity.
You know, the first thing was what the COVID misinformation stuff, and apologize for that. Then this somebody put not when you say put together, it's been out there in the world, the him saying the N-word over the years, not anytime recently, but but it's always been within the context of either a quote or, you know, something. He's not just calling somebody that. But so now, then that blew
up. Is it the N-word ending with an A or with an E-R?
That was hilarious. You happened to be there when I was listening to Tim Dillon's podcast after all that happened. And he, instead of actually saying the word on his podcast, he was using the word Nutella. He said, sometimes it's Nutella, sometimes it's the ER. Yeah. But, I mean, and Rogan apologized, but, I mean, he's put out 3 podcasts this week. He's just continued to go. They're trying. He's even said it's a political hit job, like, and other people have too. Like, they're trying to take him down because he is giant.
Yeah, because he's just a regular dude talking about regular stuff.
And they're trying to label him as like alt-right and all this kind of shit. He's like the most liberal fucking dude in the world, other than probably guns. It's just crazy. How, you know, he gets whatever it is, 11, 12 million people listening to a podcast 3 times a week. And those numbers are nothing that any...
Yeah, it's really quite astounding, honestly.
It's incredible. But, like, it's gotten to the point where he's uncancelable. And even Spotify stood by him. They're like, yeah, you know, Spotify has $100 million invested in that dude. They're not going to just boot him.
And why should they?
They're going to put up content warnings or something like that, and that's fine.
Yeah.
If you're sensitive, don't listen.
And why shouldn't they? It kind of goes along with... Remember Howard Stern?
Yeah.
When he first came out, he was
shock jock.
So controversial. But they didn't cancel him, right?
No, but now he's a liberal asshole.
Well, yeah, but I'm that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about they just labeled him.
Yeah, it just made him bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's exactly what's going to, like, there's probably more people listening now, I would guess.
Cuz they want to see what it's all about.
See what it
yeah.
is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if they invest the time into listening, like this week, the first podcast was comedian Akash Singh, which is very funny.
Bless you.
Yeah. He's also the host of the Flagrant 2 podcast with Andrew Schultz, which is over the top nuts. But he was there then. This other guy, I can't remember his name. He's been on there before. But this guest has a foundation or whatever it is that he has been advocating and fighting for Black prisoners who are on or in prison for shitty charges or for, you know, like if somebody's in jail for 20 years because they had pot on them or so, whatever it is, he works to get those guys out. And he was on the podcast with the second guest this week. And then the third one is this guy, Dave Smith, who's a comic / political commentator guy. So he's like, even this week, he's all over the board. It's not like he just has in, like, you know, not just like fucking Ted Nugent and Alex Jones ever all the time. He's had Andrew Yang on there, Bernie Sanders, Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, just
yeah, his scope of his guests is incredible range. I mean,
he always says he says I want to talk to interesting people, and if somebody says something or does something or writes something that he likes, he's like, I want to talk to them, and they sit down for 2.5-3 hours, whatever, and just talk.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who his booking agents are.
Him.
Man, they are busy people.
It's him.
Oh, like, there's no way.
No. He picks the guests, and they, you know, he has people, I'm sure, that help coordinate that.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure.
He's the one choosing who's on there. And a lot of people ask to be on there, too, if they're promoting a book or, you know, but yeah, it's crazy. It's insane to me. Everybody's on their high horse. He needs to be canceled. Think about all the dumb shit you've done or said in your lifetime.
Right.
What if that came back, right? What if somebody dug up everything and said, well, look at everything you did? And I'm like, I guarantee that 90% of the people that are yelling for him to be canceled or removed from Spotify have done some dumb shit.
Right.
And same way, you know, he even said, it was funny because he said when Akash Singh was on there, Rogan said, you know, he said, or Akash Singh said to him, he goes, how are you feeling? You know, like, how are you doing with all this? And Rogan goes, honestly, I'm relieved. I go, I stay off social media most of the time anyway, but he goes, I'm glad it's out there. It's been out there for years. I'm glad it got addressed. I apologized. And that's that. And he's just like done with it.
Yeah. But, yeah. Right. He knows. He's like, whatever. Like, he's one of those people that are almost untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got so much money at
this
point.
He has so much fuck you money. He can do whatever he wants.
Yes, exactly. It doesn't matter. They can do whatever they want. If something happens and Spotify tries to cancel him, He'll be like, okay. And he'll just go, he'll still continue. Mm-hmm. All of the millions of people that listen to him, they don't listen to him because he's on Spotify. No, they listen to him because they want to listen to Joe Rogan. Yeah. They'll follow him anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Spotify will just lose all those listeners.
And the ad income and everything else.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it's funny. He is, I mean, it looks like he's too big to be canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome.
Well, that's how, I don't know, that's how everybody should be.
Yeah, well.
You shouldn't be able to do that to people.
They're trying, and we'll see where it goes, but I'm glad he's just doing his thing, because he is somebody I listen to almost all three of his podcasts each week, and that's, let's say,
you got a lot of time on your hands.
8 to 9 hours of him I'll listen to each week, and that's on top of other podcasts I listen to.
You've got way too much time on your hands.
I don't. I have less now with the new job and everything like that. It used to be where I could kind of listen to one while I'm working. It's not as easy anymore. But yeah, so that's that. That's Joe Rogan. Oh, another interesting tidbit. I promise I'll be done with it. I'm not going to promise. I'll be done with this Rogan thing here now. But okay. If it happens again, I knew that Rogan had three daughters. I knew that him and his wife have two together, and that one was from a previous relationship, the oldest one.
Okay.
I always assumed it was like Rogan's, like he knocked up a chick or something like that. Turns out it was his wife's child from her previous marriage, which is great. And Rogan adopted her. When they got married, he adopted her. So she's Joe Rogan's kid now. She's black. Let me say it one more time. She's black. So this racist guy married somebody with a black daughter and adopted her as his own.
Right.
But he's a racist.
I want to know how that conversation went. Which, did she just like walk through the door one day and she'd be like, dude, come on. And he was like, my bad.
He goes, hey,
sorry,
goddamn
Dad, what's
cracker?
For dinner?
What are you doing? The fuck was that I just saw?
Either that or she comes in, she's just like, told you that was going to come back to bite you in the ass.
She just comes in, fist bumps him, and goes, my Nutella. Yeah.
He's an honorary Nutella.
Yeah, I guess so, man. Holy cow, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
All right, I'm done with that for a minute.
You sure?
Sure.
Okay. So, back to the Super Bowl thing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you care? Like, are you invested at all?
No. In fact, I forgot that it was even this Sunday as I was looked it up earlier in the week. I'm like, when's the Super Bowl again? Like,
On the same day as your birthday.
Yeah. Mm. So what does that mean for me? Did you buy me tickets to the Super Bowl? Is this what you're telling me?
No.
Did you buy me tickets? You have to tell me this.
I just said no. I could afford tickets to the Super Bowl, we still wouldn't be going to the Super Bowl.
Shit. No, I really don't care. It'll be on. I'll watch it. I like, I think it's a decent story considering how the postseason went. It's cool that there's a lot of upsets and a lot of guys that you thought would have been there aren't, including our beloved Bills. But yeah, it's interesting. I really don't care, though. We'll keep it on.
Yeah.
Do you?
We'll see. No, I think it'll be a good game. I'm more looking forward to the halftime show. I think this was probably the first decent halftime show they've had in a few years.
It is. And I've never been a fan of rap music or anything like that. I know, I don't know, a dozen songs. If I hear them, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I know who that is kind of thing. So, like, if you told me we're going to have, like, five hip-hop or rap guys on there, I'd be like, ugh. But it's fucking Dr. Dre, right? Eminem.
Oh, yeah. It's the legends.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Like, I want to watch that, too. Yeah. I don't care about the...
They have a whole crew of just absolutely legendary... Yeah,
like the GOATs.
...rappers from our era growing
Is
up.
Is Snoop one of those two, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, fucking A. Uh-huh. I mean, come on.
Yeah. They're the guys that put rap music on the map, on the charts, for the most part.
Fucking gin and juice there, baby.
Yeah. So for all your youngsters, you'll just have to suffer through it.
Yeah. But
for the rest of us, we're going to love it. At least I am.
I think everybody will love it. Think about that. It's probably the most appropriately casted halftime show for the demographics of the Super Bowl.
Right.
So there's a lot of people, 40 to 60, I'll say, that are watching.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows that music.
Right.
Everybody
and even, and I think even the subsequent generations know it, are familiar with it, and can appreciate it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be awesome.
It is.
I already turned down an invitation for a Super Bowl party, though, because it was your birthday.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
That's all right.
It's all about you, dear.
Oh, my God.
All about you.
Did you buy me tickets to the Super Bowl?
Again, no.
Okay.
But what's funny, and now, you know, it's this time, like, secondary to the actual game is the food, right? People have these big Super Bowl parties. It's all about the food. Mm-hmm. So there was a silly article, you know, I clicked on it, right? It was like the most searched for Super Bowl food items, according to Google.
The most searched for Super Bowl, like the things that people buy? Or
no, search for on Google. So this is according to Google. So people are Googling food.
What's a good
food.
Super Bowl food?
Right. Or how do I make, or, you know, stuff like that, right? I started reading this article and I was just like, huh? So it goes on to say that, a lot of people are searching for, like, different wing recipes and how do you make buffalo wing dip, a lot of dip recipes, things like that, right?
Big.
But when it comes to wings, it says the country is pretty much evenly split between hot wings and buffalo wings.
Ugh.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Now, being in Buffalo, lived here all of our lives, I don't even know what a quote-unquote buffalo wing is, first of all, or what constitutes a buffalo wing. They're just wings.
Yeah.
So, unless, you know, some lab has created buffaloes with wings, but I don't think that's happened yet. So, I don't know what the difference between these two items really are, but the really funny part is it says, on the East Coast, it seems to be that the northern states prefer buffalo wings, while the southern states tend to prefer hot wings.
They're the same thing, though, right?
A wing? Yeah. Like, I don't know what the difference is in how they're coming up with this. It was just, I'm reading this article and I'm like, huh? I want to reply and say, what are the definitions of these things? Because they really just don't make any sense.
You know, it's funny you said it's a buffalo with wings. Remember the old Ingram CEO, Jerry Stead?
Yeah.
He wrote a book called Flight of the Buffalo. So maybe he was ahead of his time.
Maybe. Maybe he figured out the whole buffalo wing thing.
See, I think that given the people that have died this year, you should honor them at the Super Bowl and everybody should serve meatloaf and white bread.
Lovely.
Betty Crocker stuff, maybe.
I can't.
Did I blow it? Sorry.
Anyways, this whole article, or this data produced by Google, there was one thing that really stood out to me. People in Oklahoma are true winners. Because in Oklahoma, they had a true standout. Their number one search to dip for the Super Bowl.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Does that have something to do with spam?
Nope.
Shit.
No. But now that you brought up spam really quick, I was walking down the aisle in Walmart the other day. There is jalapeno spam now.
Whoa.
Yeah, you might want to try that.
Do you know spam is like gigantic in Hawaii? Like they have like 100 different flavors of it, I guess. It's like the place. It's crazy. All right. Anyway, what is the Oklahoma dip or food?
It's chocolate chip cookie dough dip.
Chocolate chip cookie dough dip? What are they dipping in that? Maybe pretzels? Crackers?
It doesn't matter.
That's so bizarre.
I don't know. An actual cookie?
Dip. Yeah, right? You doubling up on the cookies? You can just buy double stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm a fan of the cookie, so if I can double up on my cookie dough, why not?
Are you making that for the Super Bowl?
Do you want me to make it for the Super Bowl?
Listen, I'm going to say this once. Did you buy me tickets to the Super Bowl?
No.
Shit. Okay, no, I don't want you to make that for the Super Bowl.
But if you want, I will find out how to make this chocolate chip cookie dough. It'll totally throw the data off because apparently only Oklahoma
that's so weird
is looking for this. I'll Google it from here. They'll be like, what? Someone in New York?
There's a breach in the data.
So there you go. Yep.
That's interesting.
That's what's your favorite snack?
What's my favorite snack?
Thinking about food and parties, like you're saying party food.
Like party food? Snack.
Yeah, not like, well, I guess there's like kind of like a couple,
Not like snacking at home.
I would say there's kind of like different categories, right? Because there's your typical, you know, you get the munchies in the evening, so, you know, you're at home, you want a snack.
Yeah.
And then there's like party snacks, and those are a little bit different.
I'm a big fan of the, I just hit my elbow on the table. I like cheese and crackers and like pepperoni. And I like a veggie dip where they've got like broccoli out and you put it, what is that? Like, it's not, is it
veggie
dill dip?
Is
it called veggie dip? Just veggie dip or is it dill dip?
All those are two different things, my friend.
Also, I like when people hollow out a loaf of bread and put the dip in there.
You like the bread dip.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Some good old emptied out pumpernickel bread. That is with dill dip.
Yeah.
You can, however, use that same dip on your veggies.
I don't know. You asked, I told you, man. Don't criticize my choices.
Now, are those all your party snacks? Are any of those your evening, regular kind of day snack?
Those are all pretty much party snacks. I may have cheese and crackers at home, but the pepperoni is...
Yeah, but you don't. You're not like a normal person when you have cheese at home and evening as a snack.
What do you mean?
You become like a Neanderthal. Like most people, if you're going to have some cheese, you take the brick of cheese and you slice it.
Right.
As a civilized human being, that's the proper, normally accepted way to eat cheese. No, not my husband. How do you eat cheese?
With my mouth.
Elaborate, please.
No, you. You're the one that's a freaking cheese etiquette expert, apparently.
He cuts off a hunk of cheese. It may be most likely like a third of a brick and just gnaws on it like a giant rat.
Sometimes I'll have some like goldfish or some crackers out and I'll bite off a piece of cheese and then throw a couple crackers in my mouth.
Like a giant rat.
It's like the summer
there
of George.
There I am
on
sitting
Seinfeld.
In my living room. I look over in the recliner and there's a giant rat nibbling on a giant hunk of cheese
with
his old man glasses on.
You can go straight to hell. but you know, I do that because I don't always want to have crackers or something with them, but I do want the cheese. I love me some queso. Mucho queso, por favor. But I don't always want to add on the extra crap with crackers and stuff. So there's method to my madness.
I see. Triscuits are good crackers, though.
Yeah, I know.
Those are a better option than goldfish, because apparently you still think you're like, I don't know, when do you eat goldfish? You're like three.
No,
you buy goldfish, they get their own little goldfish-shaped cup.
I don't think goldfish were around when we were kids, were they?
Were around? Oh, around. I thought you meant round in shape.
Sure. They were puffer fish back then, and they've changed it. Marketing study.
No, I don't. I do not believe that goldfish were around when we were children. I don't know how old they are, but...
They've definitely been around...
For our kids, for sure.
According to the Googs, wow, look at that. Goldfish crackers were launched in the U.S. in 1962.
Apparently our parents just sucked and never bought them for
us. Visited a Swiss premium cookie company and tried their goldfish crackers. 1962. Yeah, I don't ever remember those as a kid. Fucking see? So I know my parents, I'm adopted. They didn't give me good stuff. Just neglected me like the second child they didn't really want. We'll adopt them and get all happy. It's like people that get puppies at Christmas. And then, you know, 2 months later, they totally regret it and trying to get rid of the kid. Only it's harder to get rid of a baby than it is a dog. But they probably tried. If there was an internet back then, they probably would have posted a picture and they'd been like, 10 grand?
At least they would have tried.
They would have recouped.
Mine didn't even bother.
They would have recouped the adoption fees and been happy with it and been like, that was a mistake. But that's how I think everything went down.
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't get goldfish.
None of that is true.
I think
I'm not sure why we didn't get goldfish.
Yeah.
We didn't even get the whales. right?
I think,
and that's the knockoff goldfish.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I think there was nothing fish shaped in our house at all. And that's a disappointment.
I bet there was spam in your house.
I don't think so. The only time I ate, the only time I ever ate, really remember eating spam was with my grandpa in Utah.
I think we had spam in the house occasionally.
We may have occasionally, but it wasn't like
it
a
used
staple.
To come with a little key.
Yeah, crank it all the way around.
You had to crank the aluminum around the can with the little key thing. Yeah, that was really weird.
Gelatinous and weird, mess.
Yeah. Just thinking about it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, we should have spam.
No.
Spam and spaghetti.
I will get spam for you if you'd like.
No, I don't want spam. I want to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, then you need to find yourself a sugar mama.
Sugar mama, huh?
Or learn to take care of yourself.
All right, well,
get your own tickets.
Different than... Oh.
That was quite abrupt.
Well, I'm not in charge of it. It's on a timer to randomly go off whenever.
Now that's a straight up lie.
What do you got this week?
So, on this week's Facebook Marketplace post, I switched directions. So there was one thing that I was going to use, and I'm like, I'm going to go with this. And then, you know what? I found came across something else. I'm like, psh, got trumped.
Wow.
This is better.
Wrong.
Right?
Not that kind of trump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So since we're talking a lot about food today.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I think I found something that we can buy the boys for Christmas next year.
Oh, nice. And it's food related?
It is a Lunchable soap package.
Lunchable
so,
soap
you know,
package.
You know what Lunchables are, right? They're the little trays. They come with like little crackers. A little another compartment's got like some sliced deli meats. Another compartment's got some cheese, maybe.
They're
a
awesome.
Cookie. It looks like those, except that everything in the trays is actually soap.
That's hilarious.
So, these cost a whopping $7. They are in stock.
Wow.
Although, that's silly because she says she makes them by order. So, she needs to change that. Melissa, get it together, sister.
Melissa,
so, it
no
says
buyer.
This is a cute gift set for your foodie friends or even yourself. The Lunchable soap set includes 4 crackers, 4 cheese, and 4 meats. The set has now been upgraded, and it comes with the top plastic piece that you can peel back. Right, there you go. They're handmade, one of a kind, and it says that she painstakingly makes sure every detail is perfect, including the little indents on the crackers.
Look at
it's
that
pretty
shit.
Impressive.
Way to go, Melissa. All right, but we should get those, yes.
So, they're made to order to provide you with the freshest smelling product available.
Oh.
Freshness is important.
Freshness
your soaps.
Matters when it comes to soap, for sure.
So you have to allow an extra 3 days for creation time before shipping.
Mm. Yep. She's better than God. Took God a whole fucking 6 days to create the earth. She's making this shit in 3 days.
Yeah, well, this is just a Lunchable soap thing.
That's what
so.
You think. Maybe it's a portal to another dimension.
Yeah. She also accepts orders of 20 or more for wholesale.
Hmm.
She's a busy little soap maker.
Apparently. Yeah, she is.
So there you go. For $4 plus the $7 charge, you can have yourself some Lunchable soap.
I like them. We should get those for sure.
Maybe.
Andrew's birthday's coming up. We can get him.
There you go.
It's a good little funny gift. I don't know what to get that kid. Shit. I got to figure out some stuff.
I don't know.
We struggle every year buying him stuff for birthdays and Christmas.
Forever. For years.
Yes.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. It's been easier some years. Where like 1 year we got the boys like those big TVs for their birthdays. So that was...
I was going to say in recent years, like when they were young, it was easy because there were always toys and toys and toys.
Yes.
But once they kind of transitioned out of wanting primarily toys, that's when it became more difficult.
Yeah. Ugh. I got to start thinking of that. Anyway. I'll have to figure out when we're going to have his birthday party and stuff, too.
Dude, one birthday at a time, man.
I'm not responsible for any parties other than his.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we don't have to wear masks indoors anymore in New York anymore.
Woo-hoo! celebrating. That's right. No mask mandate anymore.
Just
in New York.
Except, you know, unless you're in school and you're a kid.
Right.
Which is fucking ridiculous. But nevertheless.
Yes.
It's a step in the right direction, I guess.
Yeah. Parents really need. I mean, I know that they've been outraged thus far, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need to. I don't even know. I can't even imagine. And I've said this since the very beginning. I can't even imagine have a child of school age, elementary school child, going through this right now. Because it's ridiculous. And I know that as much as it probably has an impact on the kids, little kids adapt very well, right? So for them to adapt to wearing the mask, that kind of thing, is probably not that big of a deal, maybe, for some of them. For some of them, it probably is. But I wouldn't even want to have to be in that situation to make those decisions for those kids.
I think it's silly, too, especially with kids overall. Survival, I don't say survival rate because that's high for everybody, but kids generally don't get sick from it. I mean,
no.
It's whatever. Mm-mm. I'm just happy that it's kind of, there's a step in the right direction with this mask mandate being lifted for indoors.
Yeah, we need to let that go.
And you're going to be going.
Never bring it back again.
Yeah, no, I don't think they can. I said that before this, like, when did this one go in, like, November? Was it early December, maybe?
Something like that. But I believe it might have been November. I don't know.
I think I'd said before, I'm like, there's no way they can bring it back. And they did. And, you know, it was met with more resistance this time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think there's no way you can do this again. Like, there's
no, I think everyone is
a
little bit
civil war.
Wiser to everything.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't know, but... Yeah, so that's exciting. Do you, are we going to do that half marathon or what, man? It's going to be a week.
Yeah, why do you keep asking me that?
Because we haven't registered. We've made no plans. It's in Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that.
Well, you were all gung-ho like, oh, we'll just drive up that morning. Race doesn't start till 9.
Okay.
So I didn't figure we didn't need to make plans.
But that was like 6 weeks ago, and we haven't talked about it since.
We've talked about it at least every time we've...
Not the logistics of getting there and what we're going to do. That we haven't talked about. God bless you.
Excuse me. Sorry
about
that.
You were pointing at something like I have something on my nose. You point your nose. Like, what, booger
no,
sticking
it was,
out.
It just attacked me rather quickly.
That's okay. It happens.
So, yeah, I've been training. Why wouldn't we do it?
All right. What? I don't like the way you said that. Why did you say I've been training?
We've both been training.
But why did you say that?
Because I feel like I've been sticking to the training plan a little bit tighter than you have. And it concerns me a little because I feel like you're kind of like, maybe I'm going to do it, maybe I'm not.
The race?
Yeah.
No, I'm totally in.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I ran 10 miles a week and a half ago. I don't think that's a good training.
That's a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we were supposed to do more this past weekend, but that didn't happen, which was fine.
You went to a psychic fair.
But, like I said, which was fine, but then, you know, the prescribed training for this week has also kind of fallen off.
All right, we'll see how you do. We'll see how we do. You'll probably beat me, which is going to be an odd turn of events.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Why?
For a half marathon?
It's been a really long time since we've done a half marathon together. We've done more marathons together.
You're right,
than halves.
We have, yeah. That's funny.
I'm struggling to remember a half that we've done together. I think there's only one that we've ever done together.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one was that? The Buffalo half?
The first time I did the Buffalo half. It wasn't my first half, but it was my first Buffalo half.
Is that the one where my parents showed up and surprised me as we were finishing? It must have been that one.
It must have been, because we only did one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I knew, but you didn't.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's funny you say that. I don't think we've run a fucking half together, have Mm-mm. we?
No, I've done them separately, and you may have. But not together.
I've done, I mean, other than like the ones we do as part of the relay try where I'm doing it, but like I've done the Mighty Niagara.
Which I did not do.
Did the Buffalo half, which you ran the full this year or last year.
Oh, and shit, then there's been years when you did the full and I did the half.
God damn, that's funny. All the fucking races we've done together.
Yeah.
The half, which is the, you know, mid-distance, I want to say easier, but I mean...
It's weird that that's got 13 miles considered a mid-distance, but considering it's not, you know, marathon distance.
Well, that'll be fun.
But when you get to those longer ones, they've kind of been a toss in the air with us. So, like, there's been marathons where you've beat me, but then there's marathons where I've beaten you, so...
The ones we've run together, how many have we run together? Five? Four? No, five? Empire State.
Four, I think, that Empire we did together. Empire
State. Your first marathon was Grand Canyon of PA.
Yes.
And you
Beat me on that one.
No. You did beat me on that one. I was banged
up. Oh, that's right. Yes, but, it did. Yeah.
The Empire State one, you beat me on.
Mm-hmm.
Did we run then missing one?
There was the Northern Ohio.
Right. I beat you in that one.
You beat me on that one. But that was still an awesome race for both of us because we both
broke 4 hours. And you hated me, but you did it. And I beat you at Harrisburg.
But you beat me at Harrisburg.
All right. So we're even.
Yeah. So I guess we're 2-2, right?
All right.
Mm-hmm. And then mine.
Nice. But anyway, so we're going to have to register and take care of all that shit. Figure it out. You down?
Okay.
All right, cool.
You registering us?
Maybe. I'll have to go see.
All right. Anyways.
All right. You got anything else hot or you want to wrap this bad boy up?
I don't know. Is there anything else? Nope. Brief reminder, PSA for everyone. Don't forget, coming up is... Valentine's Day on Monday. Don't forget your loved ones. You'll be in the doghouse.
You will be in the house of dogs for sure if you neglect your loved ones or your cherished ones on that day.
Yep. The made-up day, made-up holiday. Right. That's all right, though.
Yeah,
it's still fun.
Something to do.
Yeah.
In the middle of winter. There was your PSA. What?
I said, in the middle of winter. This is a tough time. Like, once you get past January, February, March, April, tough time of year, man. Weather sucks. It gets real gray here a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, February, we'll still get some of those really cold, sunny days. And that's okay, as long as you can get that sunshine. I don't mind the cold. But then when you get those stretches of just really gray, cold, man, it pulls on my soul.
I got to get it out really does. In the morning tomorrow. Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Have fun. You're going to go work out, right?
I am.
And at the Y without a mask.
Hopefully.
Nice.
I don't think they're going to be requiring, but you never know sometimes.
Yeah. Who knows? But that's cool. All right. We'll have a good workout.
Oh, thanks. I love you too.
Bye.
Bye, nerd.